And right now, we're going to talk about anong nangyayari. You have calling, and then you're pursuing God, and all of a sudden, you've been hit. Okay? Yun yung pag-uusapan natin for tonight. So can we just bow our heads, just close our eyes, let's just come to God and just, Lord, and just pray and ask His presence to be in this place. Lord, we ask You, Lord, to be in this place. God, I pray, God, that whatever we will talk about tonight, God, Lord, I pray it will bring glory, it will bring honor to Your name. And I pray for every student in this place, God, Lord, I pray You will give them the ears to hear Your voice. Give them the hearts, God, and let it be open so that they will receive from You, God. And whatever situation they're going through right now, whatever that's happening in their lives, God, Lord, I pray, God, that they will find strength in You. And with this, we ask, God, I pray for anointing for the preaching of Your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. While preparing for this message, last Wednesday, we posted a question, a survey question on our Facebook page, the Friday Night Youth. So, can we just show that Facebook page? Ano ba yung tanong kanina? Sinabi ni Pastor Jeff kanina. Anong ginagawa mo kapag down ka? How many of you participated in that question? Alright, great. Okay, may nabasa ako. Medyo interesting. So, basahin natin, okay? Sabi ni Princess Burgos. Woo! Sabi ni Princess, kumakain chocolates antidepressant. Haba. Tapos sabi ni Mike Yu, listening to music. Wow. Okay. Si Victoria Ramos. Who's Victor? Vicky, is that you? I look up. Ano, hindi mo mabuti ke? I look up. Tapos may smiley na D. Okay. Nasabi dito ni Risa Olesco, super food trip. Okay, food trip. Renak Phil, sabi niya, nood ng movie. Si Dane Sarama, tama, super food trip and super sound trip. Sobrang pinapamper ko yung sarili ko pag down ako. Okay, kala ko sinasampal. Pamper. Okay. Carla Velasco, listen to music tapos kain. Adrian Gonzalez, kumakain ng kumakain ng kumakain ng kumakain! Nakikinig sa music at lumalamon, sabi ni Andre. Si Rodel James Rodriguez, minsan quiet lang. Minsan lang ng mga, ano yan? Minsan kinig lang ng inspiring worship song. Yun lang. Ayoko na kumain. Kapagod eh. Lol. Nagmura pa, lol. Laugh out loud pala yun. Okay. Okay. Marvin Negosa, honestly, medyo quiet, pero I also realize na it's that. Hindi na natuloy. Alright. May nabasa ako, interesting, sabi nila, iba daw, okay, kinakausap yung sarili, talk to me. Okay, may nag-post. Pangalan niya yata si Denise Karandang. Okay, iba naman, I punch the wall. Okay, sinusuntok niya raw yung wall. Sino sabi nun? Si Charms. Okay, tandaan ko, sinusuntok niya raw yung, ano, yung wall pag nadadown siya. And iba naman, tutulog. Okay, si Matt tumutunga nga. Okay, naka-stare daw sa blank wall. Tapos, tanya, why God? Nakasip naman God will show up in the wall. But anyway, the reason I asked that question is because, okay, being down, experiencing some down, ano, downing moments, tama ba yun? Mga downers, okay? Okay, pag naka-experience ka ng mga ganong moments sa buhay mo, nara-down ka, normal yun sa buhay ng tao. Don't be surprised kung naka-experience ka nun because it's a normal part of life. Okay, and if you experienced that before, congratulations, we're all normal here. Okay, kung hindi ka naka-experience nun, taas mga kamay mo, pagdarasal kita. Okay, kasi kahit may problema ka, hindi, masaya ako. Okay, medyo pang pabilyon 30 na yon dun sa Mandaluyong. Anyway, okay, now, it's very normal. And because it's very normal, okay, and it's inevitable that we will experience some moments that can down us, you know, it's healthy for us to know how we should respond during those times. Kapag mayroong mga downing moments sa buhay ninyo, kung nagkaroon ka ng problema, na down ka, dapat alam mo kung paano ka magre-respond. Because since it's inevitable, since mangyayari talaga yung mga sitwasyon na yun sa buhay mo, kailangan alam mo kung paano ka magre-respond. You know why? You know why? Because you don't know when will problems will hit you. Hindi mo alam kung kailan darating tong problema. Because if you know na darating tong down moment sa buhay mo, magpahanda ka na, di ba? Pero hindi mo nga alam, di ba? Example, okay, you're spending a lot because you think you have a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, sabi na nanay mo, okay, have to cut down your allowance because your dad lost his job abroad. So, all of a sudden, hindi ka na makapag-load ng 1,500 na lang. Umiiyak ka. 500 na lang. Okay? Dapat alam mo ano mangyayari kapag mayroong mga ganun sitwasyon. Dapat alam mo kung paano ka magre-respond. Okay, all of a sudden, akala mo you're in a good relationship, sinagod ka niya last week, and you think you're gonna, you know, you're gonna walk in the park, holding hands, HHWW, PSSP, ano yung PSSP? Pasway-sway pa. Okay? Akala mo, okay, this is life, you know? Kain kami sa Jollibee. Girls, okay, don't settle for Jollibee, alright? Walang pera yon, okay? Huwag ka magpa-date. Sabihin, hiningi lang niya sa nanay niya yon, okay? Value meal pa, burger, okay? All of a sudden, after 1 week, may nakita siya. Mas gwapo. At sa max ka pa kakainin. Wala na, iniwala ka din. Ikaw, ah! You don't know when the problem, when the down moments will hit you. That's why you have to know, you have to be prepared, paano ba ako magre-respond sa mga bagay na to. Akala mo, your family relationship is going strong. All of a sudden, okay, nag-aaway yung penas mo, nag-iwalay. Paano ka magre-respond doon? I know a lot of students, young people specifically, okay, they have a strong family ties. Then all of a sudden, nagulat sila, tinago lang pala ng magulang. All of a sudden, in-announce sa magulang nila, we're separating. Nag-crumble yung buhay ng estudyante. Nasira yung buhay, nag-drugs. Kasi wala na. Guys, listen. Problems in life will always come. It's always inevitable. You live in the fallen world. Unless you're not yet in heaven, you will continue to face problem in this earth. And I think that's an encouragement for all of us. You know why? Because you can be prepared. You will know how to respond when things like this happen in your life. And have you ever heard, okay, may nagsabi sa inyo na if you give your life to God, if you give your life to Jesus, your life will be easy. Narinig nyo na ba yun? May narinig ba kang ganun statement? If you give your life to Jesus, then your life will be easy. But you know what? That is a lie from the devil. Okay? If you heard someone, a preacher, whoever, will tell you, if you give your life to God today, your life will be easy. That is a lie. You know why? Because if you give your life to Jesus, your life ain't gonna be easy. Yes, it's gonna be exciting. Yes, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be exciting, but not easy. Because if it's easy, then the Apostle Paul will say, ako hindi ako na-persecute, ini-welcome nga ako ng mga tao sa city nila eh. Hindi nga ako binabato, binibigyan pa nga ako ng tinapay. If you will read your Bible, all those people who gave their life to God never had an easy life. They were always being persecuted. They're always being hunted. In fact, Apostle Paul was beheaded because of his faith. And you're saying life is easy if you give your life to God. It's exciting and great, but not easy. Peter was crucified upside down. Pinako, simula pa hanggang paugalan. And he died. And if you will read the stories of martyrs who died because of their faith, you will conclude that Christian life is never easy. That's why you need the grace of God in your life. It's impossible to live this Christian life without God because it is impossible. Really impossible. That's why you need God. It's not easy. And in fact, it was a promise from Jesus that he said, in this life, you will face troubles. In this life, you will face troubles. It's inevitable. It's a lie to live your life thinking that you're not gonna face problems in this life. Because itaga mo sa bato, things, okay, will go wrong one way or another. Why? Because there's the devil who wants to ruin your life, and there is the flesh in you who always want to fulfill the desire of the flesh, who always want to sin against God. And because of the fallen nature that we have and in the fallen world that we're living today. You know, few years ago when I was started working, okay, somebody approached me and offered me an insurance. Kasi nagkatrabaho na ako, so naisip itong insurance agent, may pambayad na insurance to. So, inopera niya ako ng insurance. Now, during that time, I'm not really interested in getting one. You know why? Because I don't think I need it. And I don't think, ang tingin ko kasi nun, okay, insurance are for old people, those who will die someday. Okay? And I'm not yet gonna die, so why get insurance? But you know what? I realized when, nung nagkapamilya ako, nag-asawa ako, nagkapamilya ako, I realized, okay, I need assurance. You know why? Because I will never know kung kailan ako magkakasakit, and I will never know kung kailan ako mamatay. Because of that, okay, I secured the health insurance, so pagkasakit man ako, okay, at least, okay, may magbabayad ng hospital ko. At kung mamatay man ako, at least milyonaryo yung pamilya ko pagkatapos ko mamatay di sa lupang ito. You know why I'm sharing this to all of us? It's because that is wisdom. Even though I'm not praying, I'm not anticipating na magkakasakit ako, and I always pray to God every year, Lord, I pray this year will be a sick-free year for myself and for my whole family. I will never visit a hospital this year na ako yung nakakumpay. Never. And I declare that every year. And so far, for the last 4 years, okay, it was just, okay, 2006 yata na hospital ako last time kasi kumain ako ng fishball yata na ano ko. So, tinamaan ako of all food, fishball pa tumama sa akin, laking sampalok, hindi tinatabla ng mga ganun. Pero anyway, since doon, sabi ko, Lord, I don't wanna be sick. But I don't know when I will get sick and I don't know when I'm gonna die. But you know what? God gave us wisdom. So that when those things happen, it's inevitable na magkakasakit ka because alam niyo naman, yung katawan natin, hindi naman pabata to, patanda to. Tama? Because patanda ka, it's inevitable because of the pollution, because of the food that you eat, because of the lifestyle that you have, inevitable magkakasakit ka. I'm not declaring magkakasakit ako, but I, you know, because God gave us wisdom, and you're not praying na mamamatay ka tomorrow para kumuha ka ng insurance ngayon. Okay? Nakakuha ko insurance kasi mamatay ako bukas. Hindi ganun yun, alright? But God gave you wisdom, right? Because you know, things like this will happen inevitably. Mangyayari talaga to. You know what? The same way, problems in life will happen inevitably in your life. And that's why God gave you wisdom so that when those things occur in your life, you know how to respond. You know how to respond. And some of us, we have our own way to respond. Yung iba sa inyo, kumakain. Parang lahat na lang sinasabi, kumakain. Bakit marami bang depressed dito? Ha? Huh? Lahat ba yung nakakasama ko sa kainan? Depressed ba kayo? Nakas niyong kumain. Are you hearing this? Kumain, ano ba? Some of us, nood ng TV, manood ng movies. Yung iba, matulog. Yung iba, tumunganga. You know, we have our own ways. Okay? Now, ginagawa natin. But when we are down, but you know what? That's not enough. Yes, sometimes kapag down ako, ang ginagawa ko, okay, kumakain ako ng bakal. Hindi. Kumakain ng bakal. Okay, nagpapapawis ako. I run. Talagang pinapaprosahan ko yung sarili ko because that's, you know, how I cope with, ano, with things in my life. I run, I box. That's what I do. But you know what? Lahat ng binanggit nyo, kumain, matulog, tumunga. It's all good. But you know what? That is short-term solution. Kahit gawin mo yung mga bagay na yon na ginagawa mo, kahit dose-dose ng tsokolate pakainin mo, it will never change your situation. Are you hearing this? Because that is short-term solution. And I'm here to tell you that there's long-term solution because, okay, the longer you live here on earth, the more you becoming a threat to the enemy, the more he will make life hard for you, the more you need to know how will you respond and depend on the enemy, on what the enemy is throwing at you. And if we want to learn how to respond when things go wrong in our life, we can learn again from the life of David. Okay? Last week, we talked about, you know, like I said a while ago, God placed calling in David's life. Okay? And then after God placed his calling, immediately, the following verse 16, God placed the calling. Verse 17, Goliath, the enemy, opposed that calling in David's life. And then, pagkatapos nung makonquer ni David yun, Okay, marami na nangyari sa buhay ni David from verse 17 up to verse 29 to 30. Marami na nangyari. And if you will read your Bible in 1 Samuel, okay, starting from verse 17 after David defeated Goliath, what happened was, you know, he conquered different kingdoms. Marami na siyang pinatay, mga Moabites, Philistines, okay, yung mosquito bites, all those things. Okay, marami siyang pinatay. And dahil doon, okay, si Saul nagselos. Kasi sabi ng mga tao, okay, Saul king, ano, King Saul only killed hundreds, thousands, ha? Huh? Thousands. And David killed 10,000s. Okay? So yun yung kanta. Okay, David killed, slain 10,000, Saul killed 1,000. So yun yung kanta. So sumisikat tong siing bata natin, pangalan niya David. Okay, and as the popularity grows, nagsiselo si Saul, yung king ng Israel. So, anong nangyari is, okay, there are some attempts, okay, on the part of King Saul to kill David. And that's how the story went on. And then, come verse 30, ito naman si David, okay, inaaboy niya talaga si King Saul. Yes, he had the chance to kill King Saul, pero he never took the chance. So, ngayon, wala siyang ginagawang masama. All of a sudden, come verse 30. And let's read in verse 30 what happened. Right? How do you respond when you encounter the biggest blow in your life? In 1 Samuel 30, verse 1, it says here, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. So during those time, okay, di ba sabi ni God, you conquer, di ba? You conquer. I-conquer mo yung mga land because this is your inheritance. So yun yung ginagawa nila David. Okay, they were conquering lands, they were conquering kingdoms so that, okay, sila yung mamuno dun sa land na kung saan binigay sa kanila ni God. And it's very normal for the men of David to go out and just find plunder kung sino yung masasakop nila and everything, didipit nila yung mga tao na namumuno sa isang area. And then, chapter 30, verse 1, sabi nito, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Yung Ziklag, yun yung base nila. After raiding some parties, ito yung base nila. Yung sila nakabase sa Ziklag on third day. Now, the Amalekites, ito yung kalaban nila, the Amalekites, okay, mga Amerikanong, ano to, mahilig magsaranggola, okay. Corny. Alright, Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. So, na-raid daw yung Ziklag kung saan nakabase sila David. The reason na na-raid yun, because wala sila David during that time. So, they had attacked Ziklag and burned it. Sinunog. Okay, verse 2, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but they carried them as they went on their way. Verse 3, when David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Verse 4, so David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. Isipin mo, alam mo yung umiyak ka, hanggang wala ka na maiyak, ganito lang iyak mo. Ano sa lasan nyo yung bata kayo, sabi na namin, minto ka na! Ayaw mo. Diba? Nakaka-relate kayo, ano? Ganun yung nangyari kay David. Isipin mo, mighty warrior, tapos, okay, and then David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. Now, let me comment on this first before we go on, okay? If you will notice, dalawa yung wife ni David, di ba? Maybe some of you nabasa nyo na to, na-confuse kayo, di ba? God only allowed one wife. That is true. God, that's the standard that God wants us to have. Only one wife. I only have one wife, okay? And I have no intention of having another wife, okay? Now, the reason David had two wives is because this is just a commentary. And, you know, if you will read the history and the culture of David during their times, okay? Kapag meron kang asawa, okay, kailangan marami yan because women during those times are being perceived as properties. Are you hearing this? They are properties. So yung mga mighty warrior tulad ni David, nangongolekta ng asawa to because, okay, they see it as property. Now, okay, it builds stature. Ibig sabihin, kapag ikaw daw, mighty warrior, kailangan meron kang wives na marami because that is your stature. At the same time, okay, yung mga leader during that time, okay, kinukuha nila yung mga anak-anak ng mga kingdoms so that they can share the kingdoms. Yung mga anak-anak ng mga hari ng different kingdoms so that they can infiltrate the kingdom and eventually conquer it. So, merong political and war reason bakit maraming asawa si David. But nonetheless, okay, God forbids that. Okay, and maybe you're asking, bakit pa rin, okay, bakit pa rin nakinig si God sa kanya? Well, okay, I don't know what God has in mind. Okay, but this is what I know. okay, it's culturally okay during that time. Siguro baby David hasn't any idea at that all. Alright? Now, if you will look to the history of David, okay, he suffered because of that. Because of that. And you will read that, he fell into immorality, and then merong nangyayong anak niya, okay, he was being tried to kill ng anak niya, and all those things happened. Nag-suffer siya sa consequence ng ginawa niya. But nonetheless, God is achieving a higher purpose. Now, I'm not saying you guys have two wives, okay? Hindi ganon, okay? But during that time, it's culturally acceptable. Okay, mayroong political reason why David did that. It's not because of sin or because, okay, it's sexual in nature. Hindi, it's not sexual in nature. Because wives during that time are perceived as properties. Are you hearing this? Okay, so don't be confused. Ah, dalawang David, parang naging man of God yan. Okay, he is a man of God. Alright? If you still have questions on that, you can ask me after or you can message me on Facebook. I would glad to answer that. But anyway, okay, ito yung nangyari. Then verse 6, sabi rito, David was greatly distressed because of the men were talking of stoning him. Sipin mo, ito yung mga tao na to na nililid niya because nawala yung mga anak nila at mga ari-ari nila. Ang sabi, okay, the men who's with David are starting to think of stoning him. Babatuhin, each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughter. Listen, you see the picture here? David is doing great in his life, fulfilling the calling God placed in his life. Okay, he had the chance to kill Saul who is trying to kill him, but he never did that because he wants to honor God with his life. He's doing great. He's doing fine. There's no sin in his life. And then all of a sudden, boom! He experienced the biggest blow in his life. Nawala ng pamilya, nawala ng pera, nawala ng relasyon. Are you hearing this? Ninakaw lahat ng pera niya. Okay, from millions, naging bankrupt. Nawalan siya ng mga kaibigan, ng mga key relationships kasi babatuhin na siya. Pangatlo, yung asawa at anak niya, tinangay din. Imagine this. This is what David went through. He never saw it coming because if he knew that the Amalekites will attack Ziklag, he will never left that place in the first place. But he never knew it was coming. And in fact, God in his mind thinking, oh, I'm doing great service for God. I am the man of God that He called me. I am fulfilling the purpose in my life. Then all of a sudden, boom, he experienced the biggest blow in his life. And you know what? David did something that really amazed me. And I hope we can learn from David. In the following verse, in the succeeding verse, in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 to 8, this is how he coped with this problem in his life. But David found strength in the Lord his God. During the lowest point of his life, he found strength in God. Hindi siya kumain, hindi siya natulog, hindi siya tumunganga, hindi siya nagdota, or what eh, siguro during that time, nanguhuli ng gagamba, hindi dota. Are you hearing this? Hindi niya ginawa yun, mga bagay. Ang ginawa niya, he spent time with God. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. You know what's ephod? That is a clothing in which you need to wear if you approach the presence of God. You can just go in the presence of God wearing nothing. You have to wear that ephod. Yung ephod na yon, it represents the righteousness of God. And you know what? When Jesus Christ died for you, He gave His righteousness in you. So that you can approach God with confidence saying, God, I have a problem. This is what's going through in my life. And when God sees you, He will see the righteousness in you because Jesus Christ died for you. And you have to believe that. And then verse 7 continues, says here, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered. God is answering David. Pursue them. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. David spent time with God, talked to God, and because he spent time with God and talked to God, his strength was renewed. He found strength in God. And he didn't just found strength in God, he found a way out sa problema ang dinadanas niya. And if you will follow that story, okay, David was successfully, okay, overtake the Amalekites, and the verse in the Bible said, okay, David recovered everything. Not one of them is missing. That's how God's faithful in the life of David. And guess what? If you're going through some tough times today, I don't know what's happening in your life. But question I want to ask you, how are you responding on that? Kain ka lang ba? Tunganga ka lang ba? Kinig ka lang ba sa emo music? Mag-post ka lang ba sa Facebook? I have a problem. Sigh. Kinig ka ng mga emo songs? I mean, those are great, but those are temporary short-term solutions. If problems will come in your life every year, day in, day out, don't you think you need something that is tangible and long-term solution? And you know what it is? You spend time with God. You go inside your room, lock it, make sure no one will bother you, and say, God, this is what I'm going through right now. If you want to cry, then cry. If you want to shout, then shout. Whatever is your feeling, tell it to God. God, this is what I'm going through right now. Do you have that relationship with God? You know what? God is never surprised when you pour out your emotions to Him. Natawag ka pa ng barkada mo, inuman tayo para makapag-lay, baka malabas yung sama ng loob mo. You know what? You can just go anywhere, lock yourself there, talk to God. You just talk to God. In one conversation that David recorded in Psalm 25, verse 1 to 6, says here, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, in you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Verse 3, no one whose hope is in you will ever put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. That's how conversations are happening between David and God. Do you have that conversation? You know what? When you approach God, okay, don't approach God with memorized prayer. Lord, I pray, God, that you will... No. You talk to Him like normal person, like a friend, like a father. You can tell whatever is in your heart. You know why? Because God will never be surprised. And He knows that in the first place. Alam niya na yun. Huwag ka na magulat doon. Huwag ka na magtago. Okay, and the enemy wants you to hide it from God. And once you hide it from God, you're dead, man. You're dead, girl. Are you hearing this? The enemy doesn't want you to be open before God. If he succeeds on doing that, you're dead. You don't want that. Listen, you could be going through some tough times today. Financially, relationships, okay, family. Let me give you a tip. Do not give up. Do not give up. Because God's not going to give up on you. Do not give up on a God who never gives up on you. But pastor, okay, I always do that. Whenever situations are going in my life, especially if it's bad, I always pray to God. And bakit most of the time, hindi niya naman na-answer yung prayer ko? And He never changed my situation instantly. You know why? There are a lot, maybe millions of reasons, but there's one reason I think, or maybe two, and I think that maybe God is not changing your situation instantly. Maybe first is there's sins in your life. Are you hearing this? The Bible said, okay, because of your sins, the ears of God have hidden from you. Nagiging bingi si God. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi meron kang kasalanan. Okay? The arms of the Lord are not too short to save. Okay? Nor His ears too dull to hear. But because of your sins, okay, nakover yung sin. Nakover yung ear ni God. Okay, maybe you're asking, Lord, why are you not changing my situation? I always pray. Ask yourself, is there a sin in your life? Tanungin mo yung sarili mo. Reflect mo yung sarili mo. Tumingin ka sa salamin. Merong bang mali sa buhay ko? Now, if there is God, now I'm opening it to you, God. Please forgive me. I ask God to forgive me. And maybe, if God is not changing your situation, maybe God is not yet willing to do that. Maybe instead of changing your situation, He wants to change you first. The way you respond to your situation. Let me give you an example. You're praying, Lord, give me financial breakthrough. Give me financial breakthrough. Lord, give me financial breakthrough. Change my situation. And God is not saying, I'm not going to give you that situation. I'm not going to change that. But I want to change you. Nagka-tight ka ba? Are you giving generously? When you spend your money, saan mo ba ginagastos yan? Puro Dota lang ba? Saan mo pinupuntahan yan? You know, God will not bless you. God will not change your situation if God can see that you're not responsible over that. If you will not honor Him with your finances. God will change you first before He will change the situation around you. Maybe that is. You were praying, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng girlfriend. Lord, bigyan mo ako ng boyfriend. Bakit? Ba't ka humihingi nun? Do you know how to respect women? Ba't ka humihingi nun? Ba't ka humihingi ng boyfriend? Are you not complete? I'm already enough. You know what, girls? If you ask for a man to complete you, there's something wrong with your relationship with God because God is already enough. You don't need a man to complete you. Are you hearing this? You don't need a man to complete you. If you look for a relationship, there's something wrong with your relationship with God. You go to God, God, complete me. And let God complete you and fill you and secure you. If you're a guy here and you're asking, Lord, sige na, pagbigyan mo na ako. Mangusap ka naman sa panaginip niya. Sana sagutin niya na ako. Listen! Okay? You cannot manipulate God. God has His own timing. Okay? You can't do that. If you're asking for that situation to happen, God will change you first. Do you know how to treat women? Okay? What do you do when no one's looking around? In front of your computer, do you surf? Hindi yung lalaba, ha? Do you serve around porn sites? How sure I am you will treat my daughter with absolute purity and holiness, and you stand in front of an internet gazing all those women. God will not change that situation. God will not give that to you because He wants to change you first. Maybe you're asking, Lord, no. God wants to change you first. Tell that to the person next to you. God wants to change you first. But Pastor, isn't God good and loving? Bakit hindi niya nalang tanggalin tong problema sa buhay ko? Bakit, bakit niya hinahayaang dumaan ako sa mga ganitong bagay? You know why? You know why God allowed you to go through these tough times in your life? So that you will feel the need of God in your life. Let's be honest. If things are going well, do you feel the need for God? I don't think so. Yes, you thank God occasionally, but you know what? You will never really pay attention to God if things are going well. God used the situation like a megaphone announcing, "Hey, you need me!" That's a megaphone from God, letting you know, apart from God, you are nothing. You're just gonna be, your life is gonna be wasted. And if you try to question the love of God because He's allowing bad things happening in your life, that's an invalid question. You know why? Because you cannot question the love of God. Because when He died for you, that's already the highest expression of the love of God in your life. You cannot question the love of God because things are going wrong in your life. The mere fact that you're here, breathing, woke up this morning, alive, come here, hindi ka na-accident, hindi tinamaan ng aeroplano, papunta rito, that's already the proof that God loves you. And the reason that you're hearing this message is already the proof that God loves you. Proof na yun. Hindi mo kailangan i-prove, Lord, mahal mo ba ako? Kasi, ba't gumana? No. That's an invalid question. The question you should be asking, God, what I can learn in this situation in my life? How can I glorify you in this situation in my life? David found strength in God during the loneliest time in his life. He can inquire of God directly because of his relationship with Him. You know why David can find strength from God easily? Because of his relationship with Him. The Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. Si David saka si God ganito. Question, ganito ba kayo ni God? You can be like that. The Bible says you can have an intimate relationship with God. We're going to pray in a moment, and this is what I want to share to all of us. If you're down, you're going through some tough times, you have an unshakable God. You can find strength in God. You can come to Him honestly and tell what's going on in your life and tell Him, God, I can no longer bear this. Hindi ko na kaya to. Lord, can you just help me? Can you just help me, please? Just be open, just be honest. God, I want you to help me. Please, can you just lift up this burden in my life? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, if you're going through some tough times, if you are in a situation that seems hopeless and you feel the weight of the problems in your life, the Bible says in Matthew 11, this is Jesus Christ talking to people. He says here, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Are you tired? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Galing, di ba? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? God can give you rest. Jesus Christ can give you rest if you will just come to Him. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Accept God's standard. Accept the Word of God. Accept the will of God. Because it is easy. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Are you tired? Are you weary in your souls? I don't know. What's happening in your life right now? May problema ka ba? Listen, you don't have to carry it alone. You can give it to Jesus. You can surrender your life to Jesus, and God will lift it up from you. For my yoke is easy and the burden is light. Listen, following God is impossible. Obeying Him is impossible. But because of Jesus Christ made a way for us, it was made possible. Maybe you're here, you're having a hard time connecting to God. All you need to do is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you want to have that direct access to God so that when things go wrong, you can find strength in God and you can inquire to God, listen, all you need to do is just come to Jesus and give your life to Him. Can we just all stand? Let's just all stand. Let's all bow our heads. I'm just going to pray. I want to pray for some of you here. You're here. So, two types of people I want to pray tonight. If you're here, heads bow, eyes closed. It's a very personal moment. If you're here and you're going through some tough times, families, relationships, finances, sickness, I don't know. And you're just telling me it's too much for me to bear. It's too much for me to bear. Sobrang bigat niya nito. You know what? All you need to do is just come to God. Lord, can you just help me with this? Can you just give me strength to go on? Can you just give me your power to overcome this? If that is you, you're going through some tough times and you want to surrender it before God and you want to ask God to help you. Ask God to give you strength. If that is you, can you just raise your hands? I will pray for you. I wanna pray for you. I want to stand with you in prayers. Yes, yes, yes. It's too much. You can't handle that. Yes, just lift it up. God, as I lift my hands to you, I'm lifting up these problems I'm going through right now. It's impossible for me to go through this life with this kind of problems going on. They're just too much, God. I can't handle it. Now I recognize and I realize that apart from you, I'm really nothing, God. And right now, God, I'm not going to try solving it myself. I'm not going to try figuring out how it's going to work. I'm just going to trust in you, God. I'm just going to trust in you. Lord, I pray for these people, God, who are raising their hands, God. Lord, I pray you will give them the grace right now to overcome whatever they're going through. Lord, I pray you will give them the strength, God, that they need so that, Lord, enduring the situation, God, they will see your hand working, God. And I pray, God, that even though situations may not change instantly after this prayer, after tonight, God, but surely, God, you're working. You're working, God, and you are a God who never changes, who never lies, and your promise is always true, Lord. And if situations didn't change instantly, God, I pray, God, you change their heart right now. Teach them how to respond the way you want them to respond so that they can give you glory and honor during the situation in their lives, God. Lord, thank you that they're humble and they're honest enough to admit that they need you, God. Lord, you bless these people right now who are going through some tough times. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. One more set of people. If you're here, you know there's wrong in your life, there's something wrong in your life, you have sins in your life. You have this kind of lifestyle that you know God does not approve. And you want to give your life to Jesus starting tonight. If that is you, I want you to raise your hands and I will pray for you. Yes, God sees that. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Tonight is the night you have to make that decision. Tonight, I'm going to give my life to Jesus. Yes. I see you over there, my friend. God is saying, I'm proud of you. God's been waiting for you. Just raise those hands. In fact, if you're raising your hands, I just want to ask you to do something bold. Okay? Decisions like this requires bold decision. If you're really serious about that decision on accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to call you here in front. I just want to pray for you, know you, and see you face to face. Grab your things, come here in front, and I will pray for you. Can you do that? Can you just come here, all those raising their hands? I want you to come here in front. Just come here in front. Just come here in front. Just run. Just run. Just run. Just come here in front. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night you will receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tonight is the night your life will never be the same again. Tonight is the night that you will encounter Jesus Christ. Just come here. Just come here. Just come here. There's still space here. There's still space here. Just still here in this place. In this place. Just come here. Just come here. Just come here. If you raise your hands, you need to be here. You need to be here. You need to be here. Don't let this opportunity pass. Okay? Don't feel bad. Now after this, okay, you should be here. There's a voice in your mind, in your head, in your ears telling you, hey, you need to be there. You need to be there. I want you to go there. Meet Jesus Christ tonight. Meet Jesus Christ tonight. Meet Him tonight. If that is you, come here in front. I want to pray for you. If you didn't raise your hands and you feel like you need to be here, I'm encouraging you, come here in front. Just come here. Before I pray, can you just look at me for a second? Just quick. You know, the decisions that you're making today will not just change your life in this lifetime. It will literally change your life after your time here on earth. In beginning today, I'm telling you, life will never be easy. Because the enemy will try to make life harder for you. Because God is placing His calling in your life. But you know what? This is what I promise. Your life's going to be exciting. Because the power of God will be upon you. Your life's going to be great because you're going to fulfill great things for God. You're going to do mighty things for God like you never imagined. So I want you to be excited with the decision that you're making tonight. You can just close your eyes, just bow your heads, just pray this prayer with me. Just between you and Jesus, you and Jesus. Just talk to Him right now, you and Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight asking you to forgive me from all my sins I have committed against you. I recognize that I have offended a holy and great God. And I believe when Jesus Christ died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sin, I can receive it by faith. And beginning tonight, God, I want to invite you and accept you as my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, my Ruler, and my everything. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the gift of eternal life. And I'm excited to serve you with my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let me just pray for you. Lord, I pray for this young men and women, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have a purpose and a destiny with them, God. This is not religion. This is not religious activity. This is real relationship with you, Jesus Christ. And I pray, God, that you will work in their lives like never before. You will reveal yourself to them like never before. You will speak to their dreams like never before. You will show them how mighty, how great you are like never before, God. I commit this young men and women to you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Can we just give God praise? For those of you who made this decision, there are some people who will talk to you. They will get your contact numbers. They will ask you to be part of a victory group because this decision does not end here. This is just the start of your journey with God. All right? Can we just go on this side? Okay lang ba lahat? Can you just go on this side? Just go on this side. Let's go on this side. Can we just lift our hands? Are you excited for this year? We're gonna start the year strong, right? Just pray. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are great, you are mighty, you are awesome, God. And Lord, as we lift our hands, God, we are declaring that we are surrendering everything to you, God. And whatever situations we're in today, no matter how bad it is, no matter how difficult it is, God, we know, God, that we can be unshakable because we have you as an unshakable God. Lord, we bless your name. We give all the glory and the highest adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.